Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of You Killed It. I'm Jordan Strickland.
And I'm Ryan Kane.
How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm going to do my... Usually, traditionally on the podcast, you are the one to be cracking the beer, but I had a hard day at work today, so I'm going to crack my beer.
That's great, man. Congratulations.
Hold on. There we go. Delicious.
Nice. What kind?
It's a Michigan microbrew. It's a milkshake stout is what it's called, but it tastes nothing like a milkshake, and I'm not too fond of it, really, but I have to drink it because I bought it.
Is it like a Guinness sort of situation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, but Michigan is the home of beer. Because Canadians drink, and we're almost Canadians, and there's millions of breweries everywhere in Michigan.
Michigan is the home of beer?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, nobody drinks Miller Lite or like the big beers here. It's all the microbrews. Nobody drinks anything but the Michigan home style beer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple really popular ones, but I don't think any of them have gotten to California yet. But you could probably, if you go home, you could probably find Bell's beer in like New Jersey, maybe. And that's in Michigan.
So Bell's is the biggest, is like the one that gets like shipped the farthest so far?
It seems like Bell's and Founders and Shorts seem to be the three big ones.
Huh. I haven't heard of any of those.
Well, they're all great. So if you ever come across them, although there's a lot.
Next time I'm in like a BevMo, I'll have to keep my eyes open.
There you go. Anyway, we have a short podcast today. So should we get right into it here?
Yeah, might as well. Okay. First things first, though. Last
email?
I had mentioned that there was an email, but I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. The email was from Bill telling us that... And in fact, I'm not even sure. Maybe I had mentioned this before, but he said that when Cara Maria got there and no one was clapping, mm-hmm. that was like a joke that Zach had planned. It was like, whoever comes out, no matter what, do not make a peep. And that's why she got such a weird introduction.
Oh, how does this Bill guy know? Did Zach actually say that on the show?
No, he didn't say it on the show. I guess he kind of read it online somewhere.
Oh, okay. Or maybe it was in the dailies or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill, for that kind of information. And it's this kind of clarification that we like to have in our emails.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have some information we don't have, we want to hear it.
You know, we do our best to keep up on things, but we sometimes shit slips through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then people like Bill come in and, you know, help us out. And that's always appreciated.
Thanks, William.
So,
we had our first or probably only trivia episode. It was a different
season.
Yeah, different twist on the trivia. I really liked the one, I think it was from last season, where they were kind of in a chair leaning over the body of water, and Jasmine was going nuts because if you got your question wrong, they would just dump you.
Yeah, I think I like that one better.
I did, yeah. That one was better.
Just because that's like a cooler, like a scarier way to be, like at any second this chair could release. Like, because it was already kind of tipping them pretty far back.
Mm-hmm.
And like at any moment it could just get released and they're going down. Like the whole like hanging.
Well, it kind of added a different element to it because on one hand, you want your team to win. But on the other hand, you might hate the person who's hanging over the water. So you might want to dunk them. But it does lower the stakes a little bit because in the other scenario, you don't want to, you're like terrified because you don't know when it's going to come. So it's like,
yeah,
makes your brain do different things.
That's true. But at the same time, like hanging them like with back facing the water,
mm-hmm.
that seems like a really fucking weird way to fall.
Yeah.
Like if you can't get your shit together and you just land like flat back against the water, that...
Like Jasmine did?
Yeah, seems like you gotta throw a disc out of the place or something.
Yeah, she kind of just spread out and just hit all limbs belly flopping on the water.
Which seems very painful. But mm-hmm. anyway, Jasmine...
She only weighs 75 pounds, so...
Exactly.
Yeah. But the questions in this, what they did was the person who was hanging over the water, they asked him some questions in advance, questions such as who's the fakest person in the house, who are left in the house, and that kind of thing. And then their partner had to try to guess the right answer or what they would have said.
And I have to say, I love this so much more than asking about like trivia about like previous cast members and people.
Yeah.
Like that aren't even in the house. Like this one where you have to try to be on the same page about the people that you may not like is really great.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Also it added some extra drama too, because they have to answer. So for example, I can't remember any of the specific answers, but like say they answer the question is who's the fakest girl left in the house, and then the person answering the question says it wrong, and then TJ says the answer who the other person said, two people get burned.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck? So there's a lot of pissed off people after that challenge, or at least the people who were called out, except for Johnny. He didn't seem to give a shit.
That it is great how there is the potential for two people to get burned.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of the questions listed off?
Yeah, I have a couple. One being, who do you think the fakest girl in the house is? And a couple of people threw out Cara Maria.
Right.
There was
somebody said Cook, I think, too. Or maybe that was another one. I don't remember.
Some people said DM. She didn't seem to take it very well.
No.
Yeah, the girls really just could not let things like roll off their back. They seemed to take it really personal.
Mm-hmm.
Cara Maria, DM, Jemmy, and Teresa were all examples of people who didn't seem to be letting shit slide.
Mm-hmm. The Best Body Award, who would you have said? Nani got a vote, which I thought was interesting. You just never see her in a bathing suit or anything, so I don't even know what's going on there.
It's true. I gotta say, this is a tough season.
You think so?
I do think so.
Well, if you like the muscular type, Cara Maria would probably be your pick because she gave a pretty good flex there.
You know what? I'm going the other way with it. Also muscular, but I feel like more pleasing to the eye is Emily.
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm.
In much better shape than Cara Maria. And when she flexes, I feel like I'm going to feel less weird about it for some reason. Because when Cara Maria did that shit, good God.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the a couple people said Camilla. She's a candidate for sure.
Yeah, I'll give her that as well.
The face throws it off, but if you do the old brown bag.
Her face is fine.
Well, it's fine, but it's nothing to write home about.
It's not up to the standards of the rest of her body.
No, absolutely not.
I thought it was funny how Camilla mentioned Jemmy's, what was it? It wasn't juicy legs, but it was something to that effect that you don't often hear girls like appreciating like that aspect of someone. Maybe that's like a Brazilian thing.
Maybe
take an appreciation to the thicker lower half.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up Paula and Emily. This isn't even a strength competition, and they
well
fucking kill it.
Yeah, but it came down to Paula and Emily and Cook and Cara Maria. And were you voting for Paula and Emily or Cook? I was voting for the underdog. I was like, oh, if they win this, it's going to change the game. And they couldn't pull it off.
I was voting for Paula and Emily just because, like, if Cook and Cara Maria won, it wouldn't have changed the game because it was a
Well, they wouldn't have they would have at least had a week off the jungle.
But, right. It was a girl's jungle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shit, my mistake. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Me neither.
yeah, I was voting for Paula and Emily just because they were doing so well. And, like, even though it was down to where it was Cook and Cara Maria and Paula and Emily hadn't gotten any wrong yet, right?
I don't remember you might be right.
I think they got all of their answers right, so even... You know, Cook and Cara Maria would have had to hang in there for a while.
isn't it strange that Paula has become I don't know if it's good luck or it's just training over the years, but she got like consistently better over the course of like 5 or 6 seasons. And now she's legitimately one of the, I don't know if I'd call her the powerhouse girl, but it's hard to argue with her winning almost every challenge.
Yeah, I think she's definitely one of the strongest girls in the house without a doubt. And you're right. She has improved. I think what happened is that she originally came in thinking that her friends would carry her through, and was consistently disappointed and getting fucked over time after time.
Right.
And realized that she was just going to have to deal with herself. And that is why I always root for Paula these days, because she truly did
she picked herself up by the bootstraps.
Yeah, and made some serious fucking improvements.
Mm-hmm.
And now, earns everything she gets, you know?
Yeah, she's a good example of somebody who really wants to win. I remember a few seasons ago when she was just this close and she, collapsed at the finish line. I think it was one of the two persons. I think it might have been Fresh Meat, maybe.
Yeah, do you remember the one where, they had to, the elimination was they had to, run this big track on the mountain, and
yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
She was kind of cheering on her teammate, even though she was just exhausted, saying, come on, you're young, I'm old, I have these fake boobs, you're and blah, blah, blah. You know, if I can do it, you should be able to do it, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her bringing up her fake boobs as a reason that the other person.
Yeah, I think her partner was either Mandy or Casey. It was probably Mandy if it was the Fresh Meat season.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
anyway, so they win, Emily and Paula, again. And who won from the guys' side?
I think it was Ty and Leroy.
Yeah, it was Ty and Leroy.
Although I have to give props to CT and Wes for playing a really great game, even though they went out pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm.
CT realized there was absolutely no benefit from naming who he thought the nastiest girl left in the house was. So he let Wes drop.
Well, that was good. I would have liked to see him name somebody, but it definitely added something.
Yeah. And, you know, we got a lot of fun answers from the rest of the people.
Did we have any drama in the house this week?
It was kind of minor drama. It between shit with John A and people. I get the feeling, even though John A and Jasmine don't really fight and can kind of get along, I think they really don't like each other.
Yeah.
And it's not just a don't because we kind of got into an argument last night. It's they can sit next to each other, have a conversation, and in the conversation, it's just I don't know. It just feels just scathing hatred towards each other. John A and Jasmine were talking about John A's choice in men and.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like at every turn, Jasmine being you know, you have these terrible tastes and you're a complete idiot. And John A's point of view was well, fuck you, Jasmine. I'm not really listening to what you're saying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know. They have an interesting relationship.
John A, I think we talked about last season, seems she goes home with a boyfriend after every season. And presumably, what I'm projecting onto her situation is that she moves in with them and then sleeps on their couch once they break up for 6 months. And then she just gets a boyfriend to get her to the next challenge.
Yeah.
And then she gets another one to pick it up. Because last season it was Zach and now it's Jordan. Was it Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That seems to be the way. Yeah, I think you're right. Shaq's up with them. And when she gets the call for the next challenge, she's all right. I'll move out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make another $1,500 doing this show.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see. Oh, well, before we get to the jungle, did you watch the, I guess it was at the end of we had the mid-season preview at the end of the episode, and that looked pretty damn good. It always looks good, because it's spread out over so many episodes, but there seemed to be a lot of shit going down.
Yeah, this looks, I'm excited for this season. You're right. It was a cool looking. And yes, it's always cool looking, but I don't know.
It seemed particular. I think the music they had behind it added so much tension to it. It's just like, oh my God. Like Camilla's yelling at DM, do you think I couldn't kick your ass? And then the ending was great editing too, where CT was talking to Wes and he's like, we just got to keep our cool, man. It's cool. And we'll be all right. And then it shows them getting into it with somebody.
It was, yeah, they were getting into Johnny Banana's face, which I think is awesome because CT and Wes have both had problems with Johnny Bananas in the past where they've, like, you know, kind of gotten in his face a bit. And now that they're on the same team and they can, like, team up against them, I think that's going to be a hilarious episode. Like, because Johnny does not take very well to shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, he always gets into that situation. Like, it's been with, like, guys, it's been with girls.
Yep.
But, you know, he seems to be able to take it in stride.
Mm-hmm. And then the jungle was called...
One thing I gotta ask real quick. One of the questions was, what team do you think hates each other the most? And people said CT and Wes a lot, but a lot of people also said Knight and Preston. And I was kind of surprised to hear that because... does it seem to you like Knight and Preston aren't getting along?
No, not really. But when going back to that preview, Knight was saying, like, he said something like, I'm doing everything I can not to kick your ass or something like that to Preston. And it didn't surprise me that that came out of him. Like, it does. I don't know. It seems like there's some tension there, but it actually surprised me more to hear Wes and CT because they don't seem to like hate each other or like each other, but they don't really seem to be at complete odds with each other.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point. I don't know. I feel like, you know, all this fancy editing, once again, some shit gets lost, I guess.
Yep.
So the jungle, they play Catch 22. Should we talk about the voting process?
Let's do it.
So what? Jemmy and Camilla were automatically going in because they lost the Frenemies challenge. And then finally, Cara Maria and Cook get a week off, which, you know, was nice to see because I really don't like it when they kind of get to the point where it's like they'll just continuously vote in the same team over and over because it's easier.
How did that end up happening? I forget.
How did it end up where Teresa and Jasmine got voted in?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Did Cook and Cara Maria get any votes?
I think they may have gotten one. But I don't know. With Teresa, it seems like when one or two people are against her or when she gets a vote or anything like that, she turns into a real real sour bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can rub people the wrong way and get you some votes. Like, because, you know, remember after the whole accidentally voting in Leroy thing, even though it was her fault, she was against the whole house after that. She was like, well, I guess everyone's against me now. And, you know, I don't know if that's how I exactly see it. I feel like she's maybe overreacting a little bit, but...
A little bit.
But anyway, so Jemmy and Camilla versus Teresa and Jasmine.
Yep. And the challenge was, you know, what I like is so far we haven't seen a repeat of the jungle, but we're only halfway through the season, so they might start repeating them now. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
what I'm happy about, because some of the jungles were cool, and I'm happy to see that like lightsaber one's coming back again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be good.
But yeah, Catch 22.
They had to run on a treadmill and then throw each other balls and throw them into a pit. And I didn't really like how this went because it would have been better if, because for example, if you fall off, there's a pit behind you, a mud pit, and if you fall off during a round, you lose the round. I would have liked it more if they had a chance to get back on.
I kind of agree.
And why? Oh, yeah, that's right, because Jasmine fell off and they were they were ahead by a ball, I think. So the other team did have to keep going. So if one of their team members had fallen off, they would have lost because they didn't have as many balls as Therese and Jasmine. Which, you know, I guess, but it would have been nicer if Jasmine could have got back up there.
No, you're right, because like the people going into the pit would give the other team time to catch up, you know.
Yep.
That's an extra spin to the game, but I don't know. MTV, you know, has their plan.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I liked in this jungle was everyone was wearing green in show of support, but both teams were green. So,
well, I guess that's diplomatic.
It was a real easy decision for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that about wraps it up for the challenge episode, right?
Well, did we even say who won?
Oh, no. Who won? Camilla and Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Get rid of Jasmine and Therese. Sick of those chicks.
I've been sick of fucking Therese since her Fresh Meat episode.
Me too.
Not a fan of that one.
What was Leroy's reaction? Was he sad? He's just got to move right along. I mean, now he's got Jemmy. He's still got Jemmy there.
Yeah, exactly. Leroy's not sweating it.
It's actually nice for that kind of guy who just kind of wants to move from chick to chick, because you're with Therese. She's gone. What are you going to do? No one looking over your shoulder anymore. He's a free man again.
And you know what? No one's going to judge him for it.
It's true.
Everyone likes him so much that they're just going to be like, yeah, do it up, man. What are you going to sweat some girl that's not even here anymore? Got to live your life, Leroy.
They love the garbage man.
Love Wes's line where he was picking the trashiest girl here, and he's like, well, the trashiest girl here is obviously Therese because she just hooked up with a trash man.
Yeah, that was funny.
Wes, by the way, really seems to hold grudges against women who have wronged him in the past. Even though, like, him and Therese were, like, hardly a thing, he is not over that one.
No. That's his thing. Although, in recent seasons, he doesn't seem to take things as seriously as he used to. He seems more likable.
It's true. So, last shot of the episode, Jordan trying to work out, you know, get his pump on.
Mm-hmm.
And John A is just hanging out in the background being annoying.
Right. Yeah, she was just kind of like, I could do a pull-up? And he's just completely ignoring her, like the little puppy has to have the attention.
Yeah, like she's in little sister mode now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to look forward to when you get home, Jordan.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
So that about wraps it up because we only have 3 minutes, right?
Yeah. That's
okay. What'd you think? Don't tell me what happened last night on Breaking Bad if you watched it. But I thought the first episode was awesome, and I can't wait for the rest.
I agree. The first episode was awesome. I think. Just give my opinion of the second episode,
I guess, but don't give any details. Not a one.
Even better. Second episode.
Even better. Okay. Yeah. I like Saul. I'm glad Saul's back. And man, they just keep ratcheting it up with this show. If they can do a satisfying ending to this show, it'll be the best show in history.
Well, yeah.
Not a stinker of a season in the mix.
My only critique of the start of this like the second half of this season is with Jesse. You know, I don't like mopey Jesse. I don't like down Jesse.
Yeah, I agree. He's been kind of mopey since season 4.
Like, he got his shit together for a little bit, but
a little bit, yeah, but now he's still going nuts about the kid getting killed. He's throwing away his $5 million just in the ghetto, just throwing bundles of cash.
Yeah.
Can't give this shit away. Ugh. I did like just the idea that Walt wants to get another car wash because it's going to take decades to launder how much money he has in that storage bin.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like $1 billion in there.
Yeah. You're going to like the next episode. Are you going to watch that tonight?
Absolutely. I got to watch that, and I got to watch Dexter.
Very cool.
All right.
All right, well, until next week, I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
Have a good one.
See ya.